the technology of understanding genetics has tremendously changed over the last few years. What kinds of studies are occurring worldwide?
Yeah, the advances in the technology of genetics have been breathtaking. When I was a fellow about 25 years ago, we could what we call sequence a gene, but it was, and that is define each of those rungs on the DNA ladder, usually in the range of a few thousand, to see if we could find a mutation, that is a misplaced rung or an incorrect rung or a missing rung on that DNA ladder. But doing so was a real challenge. It was not a trivial thing to even sequence a single gene. We now can sequence all 22,000 of a person's genes in a matter of a week or two. We can now sequence the entire genome. That is, define every rung on your DNA ladder, all 3 billion of them. And this has been due to advances in sequencing, really called massively parallel sequencing, where we can do millions of reactions at the same time and thereby define one's genomic constitution. The important thing I would mention is that, as is usual in science, our technology has outstripped our understanding. So I can sequence your genome, define all 3 billion rungs on your DNA ladder. Making head or tails of that is a whole nother ballgame. And we are only in the very earliest stages of beginning to really be able to understand your genome and what it means for you and for your health.
Other words, massive parallel sequencing, next-gen sequencing, yeah. Whole exome sequencing.
So next-gen sequencing is usually used synonymously with massively parallel sequencing. I like the latter term because it actually describes what we do. We're doing massive numbers of reactions in parallel. I don't know, you know, when next generation will be the next generation, right? But you will hear next-generation sequencing very commonly, probably more commonly than massively parallel sequencing. Exome sequencing, or also called whole exome sequencing, is basically looking at all the expressed parts of your DNA, all your genes. And we have about 22,000 genes. It takes about 22,000 genes to make a human. And an exome sequence is defining those. That's commonly done because the exome is where the variants that matter for us medically that we understand reside. So in a clinical setting, when we think somebody has something genetic, we might do an exome, sequence all 22,000 genes and look for the culprit. In research, we sometimes do whole genome sequencing, which also sequences all of the DNA material between genes and in the what are called the non-expressed regions of genes.